joining us by phone, Larry Weber from, where are you, Larry?
I'm at Gooseberry.
Okay.
I'm on my way up the shore to give a presentation this morning about mushrooms at Sugarloaf. And, yeah, anybody out there who wants to know something about the mushrooms or can tell us more about mushrooms, I appreciate you showing up this morning. Yeah, it's been a really good time for them. I was out doing some collecting yesterday, and I found just a plethora of them. They're really out there in good numbers. Now, the forecast is for rain tonight, and I can tell. I noticed early in the week and then again yesterday how the fact that we had just a few days of no rain, how that did impact them. Mushrooms are amazing that way. They absorb moisture very rapidly. And if there is not moisture, they will sure indicate that. But right now we're getting a really good number, a really good variety, so it should be wonderful. Looking back on the first week of August, we were still above normal temperature. We had one very hot day, as probably everybody remembers. But since then, we've mild off a bit. I thought these last 2 days have been just pleasant August weather. I hope you had a chance to see the aurora the other night. Did you see it?
I didn't. I got to tell you, I hit the rack pretty early. I tried to stay up, and it was at least dark when I went to bed, and I wasn't seeing anything. So
yeah, I did see it at about between 10 and 11 one night. There was a couple of reports of other nights as well, but we either had clouds or some other kind of interference. But what I thought was interesting about it is that we now have an ability to predict aurora.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many times in the past where next morning you see somebody and they said, oh, did you see the aurora last night? It was just great. Well, by that time, it's too late for you to see it. But the fact that it can be predicted, and I subscribe to one of these sites that tells us if there is an eruption on the sun and therefore be on the lookout for aurora, and they were really good about it this time around. So yes, terrific. The other thing of prediction is the Perseid meteor shower coming up. You can already start to see some meteors in the night sky, but as we get further into this next week, we will be seeing probably the best meteor shower of the summer, and maybe one of the best of the whole year. And it should be peaking on Thursday night. And what makes this year really exciting is that we are approaching the new moon phase, and the moonlight will not be washing it out as it had happened in some other years. So there's one night to stay up late. It's really worth it.
Okay.
50 to maybe 70 meteors per hour. That's almost one a minute.
Wow.
And so, yes, a good meteor shower is really worth taking a look at. In addition to that, with the shorter days, earlier sunsets, we are getting some migration. I've noticed it this past week, especially with warbler waves. Matter of fact, I'm sitting here right now watching a few warblers as they're going by. That happens last week. I talked about how the family units build up and so forth, and I saw the waves are almost always multiple species, and you'll seldom see just one kind. This week, I think I saw four species was the most I saw in a particular wave. Now, as we get through a little bit later into August, there will be more. Today's date is August 7. Probably within about 10 days, the hawk count will begin already at Hawk Ridge. I think that is so amazing. With these warm weather, there is already some migration going on. Butterflies are another example of that. The monarchs, yes, when they come out of their chrysalises, that's where a lot of them are right now. Yeah, in August already, we start to get some migration. Plenty of others. I've been noticing the last few days, a lot of these whites are cabbage butterflies, and a lot of the yellows, the sulfur butterflies, are just been abundant. And then we've been seeing a lot of red and white admirals as well. In addition to that, the spider webs are fantastic. This is spider web time now for the next month until the frost finally stops them, usually somewhere around the 15th to the 20th of September. They are just great.
Mm-hmm.
And for early risers and get out there and look at the mist and the fog and so forth that builds up on these webs, they're just super. That's what they should call this month, not August, but they should call it spider month. But boy, it is just terrific. Berries. It's still going on. We have gotten slowed down in the world of raspberries. I'm still picking them, but slowing down. But blackberries have picked up. And so there's lots of chokecherries out there. Now chokecherries are not are not appreciated by everybody, but I've had many cases where people have made some really delicious chokecherries. Our apples are starting to turn out and turn the color. Highbush cranberry is looking red. That's easy to fool you because it is not ripe yet, but they start looking red along the roadsides as well. Wildflowers, I've been watching and talking about the goldenrods and asters. Well, the goldenrods and asters are continuing to proliferate. I'm now up to 10 kinds of goldenrods, and I'm looking at number 11 right now that might be in bloom if I take a closer look at it. And then there is eight kinds, I believe it is, of asters I've seen now. Now, once again, to many people, they all look the same, so you have to take a closer look at them. There's lots of sunflowers of various species out there as well, and so we get a lot of color still going on in the roadsides. Matter of fact, it's hard to keep eyes on the road in some places. In addition to that, I mentioned already the mushrooms, and there's a variety of those, and anybody want to know some more, I suggest you come to the talk. And then finally, I have to pass this on, CJ. Yes, we are also starting to see some color on leaves. Now, I the only tree I've seen it, I don't consider it worth talking about because it's usually just kind of a quirk unless I see several trees of it. But I saw several dogwood this week that had some red leaves already on them. And then there are some smaller plants, in particular dogbane, which is a really common plant along the sides of roads, has yellow leaves already. So, yeah, there is already a beginning of color change. But that just shows us the nights are getting longer and the days are shorter. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, enjoy. Take care.
Thank you, Larry.
Next week, I suggest you call me by cell phone again because I'll be somewhere.
Okay, we'll get you.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber there with Weekend Outdoors, a regular contributor to North Shore Weekend.